2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 18 says, "Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. But if we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness or adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, in whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that they might not see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For if we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your bondservants for Jesus' sake, for God, who said, 'Light shall shine out of darkness,' is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, surpassing greatness of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body, the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, 'I believed, therefore I spoke,' we also believe, therefore we spoke, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sake, and that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, do not lose heart, but through our outer man decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For the momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Paul urges the church at Corinth to not lose heart, but they have received mercy, not by any craftiness or adulterating of the word of God, but by the manifestation of the truth. If the word of God is veiled or hidden, it is hidden to those who simply do not wish to see it. He reminds them that he and the other apostles do not preach themselves, but they preach Christ Jesus as Lord. And it was God who said, "Light shall shine out of darkness." And it is the one who has shown in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of power may be of God and not of ourselves. We are being afflicted in every way, but we are not crushed, we are not perplexed, and we will not despair. And in verses 16 through 18, he reminds the readers there, do not lose heart. Even though our outer being is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. And this light, momentary affliction doesn't compare to the weight of glory that is yet to come. All of this, everything we see, everything we endure is temporary. We are living temporarily for eternity. Whether some realize that or not, even Jesus recognized this fact. He fed the hungry. He healed the lame, the sick. He gave drink to those that thirst. He even raised the dead. And he did all of this knowing that those he fed would hunger again. He gave drink to those that would become thirsty. to whom he healed and cured and raised from the dead, they all would one day succumb to death once again. Jesus did all of these things, for one, out of love and compassion, but most importantly, to demonstrate who he was, while knowing the temporary things of this world are distracting or blinding. In John chapter 6, after Jesus had fed the 5,000 and left, he crossed back over the sea. The multitude, realizing that he was gone, followed him, and Jesus said to them, "You do not seek me because you saw signs, but because you ate and were fed." He urges them, "Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for on him the Father also has set his seal." Jesus wouldn't have fed them if he did not care about their temporal, earthly state. But he wanted them to realize it wasn't about that. Later in verse 35, Jesus says to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me will never thirst." Jesus, of course, is speaking of the eternal. In John 7, Jesus spoke, "If any man be thirsty, let him come to me and drink." And the scriptures said, "From the innermost being shall flow rivers of living water," speaking concerning the Holy Spirit, which would come. This world is not our home. We are here just for a short while. But this still doesn't change the fact that we hunger, we thirst, we even hurt. And one day, each one of us will perish. But we must consider the eternal and hunger for righteousness and thirst for his word and fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that we may not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12, 2 through 3. We come today around the Lord's table and remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus went to that cross knowing, even though it was going to hurt, it was going to be excruciable pain, it was only temporary, and it would eventually go away. But he still went, and he still endured the cross for us, and he bore our sin on that cross. Our Father and gracious Lord, we thank you, God, so much for this time that you have sought fit to give us, Lord, that we can think about the cross, we can think about your death, burial, and resurrection, Lord, that we can think about everything you've done for us. And as we go about our week, Lord, our vision may become blurry, but as we come around your throne, Lord, we can bring things back into focus and that we can fix our eyes upon you and upon that sacrifice, Lord, that you did for us. We know that we have to endure temporary sufferings in this life, Lord, but we each and every day need to realize we are living for eternity. And this time around your table, Lord, is a time that we can be reminded that all of this eventually will fade away. And one day, if we are faithful, we will live with you in glory. And we ask you, Lord, just to please be with us as we partake of these emblems, Lord, that we can do so in a worthy manner. And we just ask you, Lord, just to please forgive us for when we sin and fall short. We thank you, God, so much for everything you do for us, and we love you more than anything. In Jesus' name, amen.